I never met so many people who worked so hard. It was all about the kids. It was all about making the children feel like they were, the self-worth was everything, and a home-like atmosphere. I had never worked in an environment that was, it was all about the children we serve, and that's the truth. They wanted the kids to fit into the community and that they were not different. The way they dressed, the way they left out of there was real key and very important. You know, there was this kind of stigma. Kids that came from homes or from orphanages at the time had a certain look. And I mean, the workers and the staff really made sure that that did not occur. And we used to have a saying, we had to go to the school, the only time they knew you were from Annie Malone is when you act out and we have to come up here for you. So they worked very hard in making sure the kids fit into the, any community that they went in.
In this 2.5 years that you have been kind of holding this post down, what are you most proud of that you've been able to accomplish?
I kept the doors open, and then people may think, oh, that's not nothing. But we were facing a few hardships. And coming in and just making sure that we stayed and we provide excellent service. We didn't have to do a massive layoff. I was able to change some of the programs and to utilize what our strengths were in closing the residential program, but keeping our emergency care program and become one of the best crisis program, which was a program that I started 32 years ago almost, our crisis intervention program. When a family is in need of crisis, that we were there for them. I mean, we did it. We just, it kept our doors open, making those few changes. And I'm proud that I was able to do that.
What do you feel is the main thing that an organization like Annie Malone can continue to focus on within the community? Because you've seen the community go through a lot of changes as far as children and adults and people in the community being cared for, having their needs addressed. What do you feel is something that Annie Malone should focus on?
There's not that sense of community that we had in the area when we were there 32 years ago. They need to be a place that people know that you can come get help. And I mean, any help that you need, they really need to focus on making sure that whatever the neighbors or whatever that community needs, that we can be at least a referral source or we can be a help to them.
Now, do you have any just wonderful standout memories or events that have happened to you in your 30 years that you want to share? Just something that just never left you, some amazing resonating moments?
I had a young lady who came by, and this was strange, a couple of days before I left. And she wanted to see me. She didn't even know I'm left. And she said, do you remember me? And I said, yes. And I told her name and I told her who she was. She said, I can't believe that I've gone another place that you remember me and you remember my situation. She said, well, I wanted to tell you I'm married and I have 3 kids. And what she wanted to tell me was so important. None of my kids are in care because of the things you said to me. And that meant I knew that it was time to go because I was waiting for somebody to tell me that, and it made me so sad, but yet so happy that I did make an impact on some of the children's lives that I met over the 32 years, and I think that was what was so important to me. And it was like at the right moment, and I said, you know, my work is done here. I can go.